USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues into a fourth day as five states still remain too close to call. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden addressed the country on Thursday. Biden called for every vote to be counted.
It's how people of this nation express their will, and it is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America. So, each ballot must be counted, and that's what we're going to see going through now. And that's how it should be.
And speaking from the White House, President Trump said his campaign is still looking at challenging mail-in ballots that came in after states' deadlines.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly.
USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
So when will we finally know who won Nevada?
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has 6 electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the silver state could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Greece has become the latest European country to lock down in the face of a second wave of coronavirus infections. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said Thursday he enacted the national lockdown before Greece's hospitals could be overwhelmed like many of their European neighbors. Starting Saturday and lasting for a month, Greek citizens will only be allowed to leave their homes for work, exercise, and medical reasons. Most stores will close, with supermarkets remaining open and restaurants moving to delivery only. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A numismatist makes an interesting discovery in Maine.
A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple $100, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Both presidential candidates addressed the ongoing vote counting Thursday as results continue to trickle in. President Trump continued to assert that mail-in balloting was corrupt. He said the Democrats knew that was the only way they'd be able to win.
And I've told everybody that these things would happen because I've seen it happen. I watched a lot of different elections before they decided to go with this big, massive election with tens of millions of ballots going out to everybody, in many cases totally unsolicited.
Former Vice President Joe Biden called for calm while the counts continued and remained confident in the outcome.
We continue to feel very good about where things stand. We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners. So I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.